On the mainland, herb lore has existed in much the same way since the Druids first honed their craft. In Valamor, however, they brew potions a little differently. The lush island of Alderaan is a perfect locale for Valamor's alchemists to grow and study herbs and other herb lore ingredients. Through intense study, they've discovered that all herbs contain a set of basic alchemical elements which can be mixed differently to produce beneficial effects. In their laboratory, they serve the kingdom by mixing up potions in exchange for the time and resources required to continue their studies. However, with the influx of new visitors to Valamor, potion orders have gone through the roof. The alchemist's reputation is at stake and they need your help to get the orders out on time. Are you willing to lend a hand? Then keep reading to learn all about Valamor's new herb lore activity. Gameplay. Before we begin, please note that we are in early stage of development and all details are subject to change from now up until release. As we mentioned previously, this activity is not intended to supplant the classic herb lore experience. As such, we're not aiming for high XP per hour. Instead, we want to focus on the production aspect of herb lore and provide an alternate training method that doesn't shift the meta. As such, this activity is targeted players with 70 plus herb lore, although lower level players can still join in on the fun. After a small quest explaining the fundamentals of alchemy, you'll have free reign to start filling out orders. The activity is free to enter. The alchemists need all the help they can get, and you can leave at any time, although you'll need to bring your own herbs or associated unfinished potions. Alchemy doesn't use secondary ingredients. Instead, you'll be processing herbs into basic elements and using the results to brew potions. Before we dive into the process, in the blog you can see what the laboratory could look like. Your orders are listed on an overlay interface, meaning you can easily keep track of the potions on your list, along with the time remaining to fulfill the order. All potions have two components to watch out for, the modifier and the base, i.e. concentrated Mason's tonic as an example. Once you've picked an order to work on, your first job is to break down your herbs or unfinished potions into a paste using the refiner. Then put the paste into the mixer, which will convert them into usable base elements, lye, agar and mox, or lamb for short. Herbs give different values of each base element. Subject to balancing, you can see what we're thinking in the blog. Once you've got your lamb, use the three levers next to the mixer to mix them into one of 10 distinct potion bases. You'll be able to one tick these levers so there's no waiting for animations to finish, just pure production. In the news post you can see a breakdown of all the 10 distinct potion bases and their combinations. Now we have a base, we have to think about the modifier, which we apply using the appropriate processing machine. There are three to choose from, the retort, the agitator and the alembic, and they apply the concentrated, homogeneous and crystallized modifiers respectively. They also have different processing times. The retort is a passive method with slow progress. The agitator needs active interaction, but progresses quickly. Finally, the alembic processes instantly. In our example, the concentrated Mason's tonic will need to use the retort. Since this is a slow process, we have some downtime to focus on mixing up some other potions on our order list, although it won't be too long. Once processed, pick up your freshly brewed potions and stick them on the delivery counter. You'll be rewarded with points split between L, A and M for each correct potion you've shipped before the order time runs out. To recap, 1. Check the current orders and select one, paying close attention to both the modifier and name of the order. 2. Head to the bank chest and grab the necessary herbs or associated unfinished potions. 3. Break them down into paste using the refiner. 4. Add the paste to the mixer to change them into lamb elements. 5. Choose the correct combination of lamb elements based on the name using the levers next to the mixer. 6. Collect your potion base and select the right tool to give it the correct modifier. And finally 7. Once completed, put your potion on the delivery counter and enjoy your points. That's the core gameplay sorted. Just in case you missed it earlier, we're not revealing XP rates yet, but you can expect this to be a low XP activity. Instead, we're offering a selection of special rewards for you to spend your points on. Rewards. In our last blog, we asked you to share your reward ideas for this activity. You clearly enjoyed flexing your creative muscles because we've seen some amazing suggestions and now we really have a clear idea of what the community wants from this activity. So without further ado, let's take a look. The poll questions are inside the blog, but we won't be going through them in this reading. Potion packs, untradeable. This first reward is pretty straightforward. 3 different packs, one for each of the lamb components. Each one is packed with potions made from the herbs you use to gain those points. For example, for L potion packs, they will only feature potions made with those herbs. So if Toad Flax has an L component, you can expect Saradomin Brews as part of the L pack's roster. Potions are likely to scale with your herb lore level, so if you can't make Saradomin Brews, for example, you'll either not get any or have an extremely rare chance to receive one. Potion of Goading, tradable. To keep the herb lore thematic going strong, we want to add a new potion with this update, the Potion of Goading. This pot will allow you to set aggro on any non-aggressive enemies within a 9x9 area of the player using it. This means not only could you re-aggro enemies, but you also be able to lure enemies that don't normally pay too much attention to you, like Dust Devils. Any enemy that is already aggroed against another player will not be affected, as we don't want naughty players to be stealing kills. Needing a yet to be determined unfinished potion as the base, you'll be able to earn the new secondary from the herb lore activity, which will act as a reagent to create the Potion of Goading. Making the potion will only require the necessary herb lore level. Reagents Pouch, untradeable. Make space for your secondaries with the latest in in-item storing technology. Like the herb sack, this handy pouch lets you store up to 30 of all secondary ingredients, from limpwort roots to unicorn horns. Secondary ingredients inside the bag will be used in creating potions, so no need to remove them from the pouch. Just a note, we will likely limit being able to take this into some areas of the game, as being able to craft 30 new potions inside the Inferno sounds a bit broken. Alchemist Set, untradeable. The prescribed eyewear in this stylish clothing set lets you see beyond the physical realms into the science zone. Well, not really, but wearing them will net you a 10% chance to save a secondary ingredient when mixing potions. For you hardcore fashionscapers out there, the full set contains goggles, a top, legs, and some gloves, but only the goggles will be needed for the effect. The rest, pure drip. Amulet of Chemistry Imbued, untradeable. Brimming with power, this imbued version of the classic amulet can be bought with a small amount of charges on first purchase, but additional charges can be added by using standard Amulet of Chemistries on it. The imbued version increases the chance to mix 4 dose potions to 15%. Powerful stuff. Pre-pot device, tradable. Why drink one potion when you could create a cocktail of flavours and effects for any occasion? This special device lets you insert doses from up to 5 different potions and drink them all at once. Sounds a bit like our uni days. This device will come with some element of presets to make accessing and swapping between your pre-pot needs as easy as pie. We do want to make sure this powerful effect is balanced appropriately. However, players will be only allowed to use this item within a bank or next to the bank chest. The team is open to using this item in other areas, but we'll explore that once we've locked in this reward. Potion storage, untradeable. The final reward is one of the most requested items in all of herb lore, a storage solution that will finally free your bank slots from the tyranny of potions. Essentially, after unlocking this item, a new element of the bank will allow you to place potions into it without taking up standard bank slots. You'll still be able to place potions inside the regular area of the bank if you want faster access to specific potions and doses. And that's a wrap. If you're looking for some more, you can chat to Mod Mac and myself at 4 PM BST on April 23rd over on the official OSRS Discord for a special stages on the activity. Not only that, but you can expect this week's live stream to be going over the newest part of the Shining Kingdom on Thursday, April 25th at 5 PM BST on the official Old School Twitch channel. You can check out all those links in the news post. Of course, as always, thank you, lovely lot, to listening or reading or however you process this information. This is why we do it, after all. And a big thanks to mods Abe, Abyss, Arcane, Archie, Argo, Ash, Aiza, Big Rig, Blossom, Boko, Bruno, Chili, Criminal, Crystal, Curse, Dizong, Dylan, Ed, Elena, Enigma, Errol, Gecko, Genghis, Gizmo, Goblin, Grub, Halo, Harold, Hend, Hootie, Hornet, Husky, J-Lo, Jerv, Kaiser, Kieran, Kirby, Karuto, Liebly, Lenny, Light, Lyron, Macked, Manked, Marcos, Melee, Meat, Moogle, Morty, Necro, Nox, Nilu, Other, Pumpkin, Redfield, Regent, Rice, Rock, Rice, Sarni, That's Me, Saiyan, Shogun, Shroom, Sigma, Skane, Skylark, Smithy, Sova, Squid, Starry, Saharan, Surma, Sween, Tide, Titus, Tesaurus, Tesaurus, Tyron, Vader, Vagar, West Ham, Wolfie. Yo, that's the old school team. I've been your narrative guide, Mod Sarni, and I hope you have a wonderful day. And hopefully see you on the Discord stages and the stream. Cool. Bye.